Colonel Dave Gavigan, a terrorism expert, has also consulted extensively with different organizations, including schools, regarding threat assessment. Gavigan says many people may not remember that the Secret Service came in after the Columbine school shootings in 1999 and made 10 key findings about what the student shooters had in common.
The first thing they found out is that the targeted violence at schools are rarely sudden or impulsive. The second thing they found, in most incidents, other people knew about the attacker's idea or plan before the attack. The third thing they found were most attackers did not threaten their targets directly prior to advancing the attack. So it'd be like, you know, if someone made a threat against you, they wouldn't tell you that they were after you, but they may tell several other people. The fourth thing is there's no accurate or useful profile of students who engage in targeted school violence. The fifth thing was attackers engaged some behavior prior to the incident that caused concern or indicated a need for help. So you see a person who's acting out, a person who is continually touching or pushing people. Most attackers had difficulty coping with a significant loss.
Gavigan added that most attackers felt injured, bullied, or persecuted by others prior to the attack. Most attackers had access to or had used weapons prior to the attack.
In most cases, other students were involved in some capacity. We found that big time at Columbine, where Harris and Klebold, the two shooters, had told a number of kids, had been practicing, had put stuff up online, had written essays to teachers that scared the teachers so much that they went to guidance counselors and talked to these kids.
With what they learned here, how does this apply to, say, Sandy Hook, or to what happened in Buffalo, or just recently in Uvalde, Texas? Because waiting for all the details to come out, Uvalde to me seemed very disorganized. I'm not an expert, but was that your impression, that they didn't follow the right protocol?
Problem was, I think a lot of people initially, including probably some of the police commanders who weren't there, were saying, you know, these officers did a tremendous job. And I wasn't there. It seemed to be a lengthy amount of time. They should have gone in. But, like I say, police officers today, when I look at them, there are many of them who are very, very good shots. But there are some who aren't that good. And you've got to go into a classroom with a weapon, and you're going to try to shoot a person in a classroom filled with kids. Extremely difficult. Columbine, the reason why Harris and Klebold were able to run rampant for about a half hour in the school was they were waiting for the SWAT team. And, you know, we thought that after Columbine, we said, well, as soon as there's a shooting, everybody rushes in. Well, not everybody's qualified. Correct.
And now it seems like we've heard three or four scenarios about what happened. And the man who was in charge of the school police, which I don't really understand how the jurisdiction there works, is not talking now. That doesn't give people reassurance about what to do in a situation like that.
Correct.
You know, and the first thing I think, just with anything, they've got to come clean with everything, because people want to feel safe in their schools or feel that they're going to get a straight answer when they ask a question about what happened. That's some bad stuff.
Sometimes there's no good answer.
Christine James, WATD News.